Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Morgan Brenning, a member of the Prairie Pride 4-H Club, about what's going on at the county fair on Wednesday. Coming up on Wednesday at the fair, can you tell us about the swine show? This is something that you've taken part in many times.
Yep, so tomorrow's a swine show, and it's a big part of what I do in 4-H and how why I enjoy the fair. So there are a lot of different types of shows or parts of the show that everyone takes place in. The most pigs that are in is the market classes, which can either be home raised or purchased. And to describe the market class a little, it's kind of just you look for the basic design and soundness of a pig, but also since it's market, you want to look for the leanness and muscularity of a pig as it will go to market later in its life.
To get through the whole day, it takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Are there quite a few people on hand to help out?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that help out, especially the superintendents, Bruce Kaufman and Ryan Giro. They've always been there to answer questions, and they're always there to get what's needed done. There are also a few more classes that I haven't mentioned yet. There's also a production barrows class, which is just another class. There's also a single source commercial class, which there's one producer, and all of the 4-H'ers get their pig from that producer. And so it's basically a contest who raises their pig the best. And so all the pigs are the same genetics. So at the end of the fair, they see who raised them the best and fed them the best, and then that 4-H'er will win. And then there's also a showmanship class, which basically judges the showman and not the pig. So that's a kind of time to shine for you, I guess. And then lastly, there's a breeding class, which is basically the opposite of market. You look for design and soundness, but on the other hand, you look for how well they perform in the farrowing house on the breeding side.
And what does it take to get a pig ready for a fair?
There's a lot of things that takes a pig ready for fair. Personally, we wash and walk our pigs every day, feed them twice a day, and we just have to break them in to make sure they're ready to perform as well as we want them at fair.
And when do you start that process?
We start it usually a couple months before fair. I mean, they're still growing up, and so we still have to make sure they get to the weight that they want. But as they start getting older, we can start taking them on walks and getting them ready.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
With all of this, what are you hoping to see come of tomorrow's shows?
Well, I'm really excited to see how my pigs will do, but also my younger sister, but everyone, to be honest. It's really a fun time just with all my friends that are involved in the swine industry, and I'm just really excited to show my pigs tomorrow.
And another thing that's going on all day at the fair tomorrow is Kids Day, and that has a ton of activities. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, Kids Day is a great time for all the families to come out tomorrow and see the events and games that they will be able to play. It's sponsored by the Washington County Hospital and Clinics and People's Savings Bank of Crawfordsville. And the theme tomorrow is 4-H superhero training. It's going to be filled with fun, with challenges, cape and mask making, and a photo booth. It starts at 9:30, and there's pony rides, games, and crafts. And also, youth 10 and under get in for free. So it's going to be really fun.
And what's it like as a senior 4-H member seeing all those kids there at the fair?
I think it's really fun because they're just starting there. If they're in 4-H or not, they're just starting there. Future in the fair time. We also have a new playground right beside Kids Day, so they'll be able to enjoy that, which I'm really excited for, but it should be a fun day.
And what is your favorite part of the fair?
My favorite part of the fair is actually probably just hanging around with my friends. I've met so many people through the fair and 4-H, and just hanging out with them, talking in the show barn and the tack pen is just something I really enjoy.
And you go to Washington High School, but do you get a chance to talk to people who go to other schools?
Yeah, a lot, actually. I'm a part of the Washington County County Council, and so all the members from a county, we come together and we plan the fair. So it's really fun to just meet everyone and just talk about the fair as a whole.
And what are your plans after the fair?
My plans after the fair are probably getting ready for State Fair, which will be a quick one because actually I'm going to Costa Rica for a high school Spanish trip for a whole week, so I gotta get practicing with my State Fair pigs pretty soon. So yeah, I'm excited for that too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Morgan Brenning, a member of the Prairie Pride 4-H Club, talking about what's going on at the Washington County Fair tomorrow. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.